There used to be a time when being a nerd was considered a bad thing. But now that comic book heroes have conquered Hollywood, and everybody and their grandmother plays video games, it would seem that the nerds have won. And they're even taking over the world of burlesque. And to tell us more about that, we have Persephone of NOLA Nerdlesque, a two-day performance festival at the Contemporary Arts Center, November 16th and 17th. Welcome, Persephone.
Hi, how are you doing?
So let's just jump right in. What is Nerdlesque?
Nerdlesque is a sub-genre of burlesque. It is exactly what it sounds like, nerdy burlesque.
So what would be a usual act in Nerdlesque?
So what's fun about Nerdlesque is it's a very broad term. It's taking a parody of our pop culture, specifically nerdy pop culture. So you will get everything from comic book nerds to video game nerds. Last year, our festival, our headliner did a Sonic the Hedgehog routine. I personally, one of my favorite routines is a Luigi routine. I come on as Luigi, the better brother.
The better one, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Lesser known, but better brother.
To come and reclaim his stardom because he is the lesser known brother.
So you're also a burlesque historian. I understand that pop culture has been tied to burlesque possibly from the beginning.
Burlesque, the way that we know it in terms of its striptease, really gets its start in the early 1900s. And it's funny because you think that classic burlesque, the bump and grind that we all know of New Orleans and Bourbon Street, is that original burlesque. And it is in a sense. But in the very, very beginning, before striptease was a thing, our first burlesque was a pop culture parody, which is exactly what I said that Nerdlesque is. One of my favorite women to learn about is Lydia Thompson, who actually came down to New Orleans and was performing down here. There is a little bit of a scandalous story about her having an affair with one of the Rex guys. But Miss Lydia Thompson comes down and she does a pop culture parody of Shakespeare, of Greek mythology, which was the pop culture during the time. And you think of, well, what is our pop culture? It is now video games and it is movies. And so although Nerdlesque seems like this new wave, this subgenre of burlesque, in truth, it's actually the original.
What would you tell someone who is interested in these things but might feel a little bit bashful or shy about undertaking something like this? Was there anything you'd want to tell that person?
I think burlesque is a super empowering and safe space for everyone. It doesn't matter your size, your shape, your age, your weight, your race, your gender. It's about getting on stage and expressing something that you have inside you and just sort of owning it.
So what can one expect at Nerdlesque other than the shows?
So NOLA Nerdlesque has a two-day festival, November 16th and 17th. We have two shows each night. The show times are 8 p.m. and 10:30 p.m. each night. The first night is going to be Stripped Crusaders, which is a Heroes theme show. Then Tease from the Crypt, which is a horror themed show that I'm very excited about. On Saturday, the first show is Cyberlesque, which is a sci-fi themed show, and then Just Drawn That Way at 10:30, which is an animation themed show.
That was Persephone talking about NOLA Nerdlesque, November 16th and 17th at the CAC. Thanks for coming in, Persephone.
Thanks for having us.
In New Orleans, this is Brian Friedman.